Sell me your car today. This is Clay Edwards, and I want to buy your car, truck, or SUV today. Are you tired of dealing with all the marketplace maniacs and the Craigslist crazies? I hear nightmare stories every day about counterfeit checks for vehicles here in central Mississippi. Did you know if you get ripped off with a counterfeit check, your insurance company will not cover you? Let me make you a fair market value offer for your vehicle today. Contact me today at claybuyscars.com. That's claybuyscars.com. Show of choice. Your daily dose of reality radio. But we're going to hit you upside the head with some reality this morning. By we, I mean I, flying solo for 2 hours this morning. Unhinged, incendiary talk radio. Doomer talk radio. Black pill talk radio. We got some fun being black pilled, though. That's one thing about me. I'm going to have some fun. If I'm going down, I'm going down in a blaze of glory. Blaze of glory. Thank y'all for tuning in this morning. We're streaming worldwide at WYAB.com, as well as the TuneIn app and Alexa. Just search WYAB. Follow me on all social media. Just search Clay Edwards and or at SaveJXN across all platforms. All platforms. Hit subscribe, hit follow, hit like, send it to somebody. Go to the podcast. That's where we really need to focus on growing that podcast, those subscribers. Make sure you got the notifications on your phone. That is how we grow this show outside of just live 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Subscribe to the podcast. I spend hours working on that thing, clipping it up so you don't have to listen to the whole 2 hours. Take a topic, maybe 3 minutes, maybe 8 minutes, whatever it is. We get it out there. We get people in. Just like you, when you're searching YouTube, you see a Joe Rogan clip. You're like, I don't want to listen to 3 hours of Joe Rogan. You know, but I will listen to that 12-minute clip. I do the same exact thing with this show every day. Please go just search Clay Edwards Show wherever you download podcasts, stream music, YouTube, all that. And just hit subscribe. Boom. That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking. You see a topic that comes across that piques your interest? Send it to somebody else whose interest you think it may pique. And that is how we grow this show. Exactly how. And of course, sending them this show right now live. Say, hey, turn it on 103.9 FM. Right now. Good morning, everybody. Shout out to all the kids on the way to school this morning. I get to meet so many of y'all. I love it. A buddy of mine, we'll just call him Jake, sent me a video of his kid, of his young son singing Jackson, Mississippi the other day, who listens every morning. So good morning to you guys. Y'all know who I'm talking about because his name's actually Jake. So we'll call him Jake, but his name is Jake. So his son will know who we're talking about here. Hey, real quick on the podcast thing, I've gotten a lot of reports that Apple Podcasts is not updating still. And I checked my phone, and of course it is not updating on my phone. I checked the back end. It is updating on the desktop. So here's the problem. Here's what Google says do. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, what you got to do is you got to restart your phone. After your iPhone restarts, open your settings, head to the podcast app, enable the sync library toggle. Open the podcast app, pull down, refresh the feed, and it should get it fixed. I'm going to try it during the break here because mine's doing the same thing. Anyway, so let me get that out of the way, because it is important that the most used podcast app that we use around here is working right for everybody. I did notice the downloads were down substantially last week. You know, I don't think it's because we put bad content out. I actually felt like it was the best week of content we've done in a while. So, with all that said, the Guns and Gear text line this morning, 769-241-1944. 769-241-1944. The Mazda of Jackson phone line, 601-879-0002. If y'all follow me on social media, you saw over the weekend I got my Never Surrender 5000s in. That's right, I got the gold Trump sneakers. I was able to snag a pair. They're gorgeous. I'm trying to figure out the first event I need to wear them to. What do I wear with them? shorts. It's got to be shorts, right? So everybody needs to see all of them. They don't need to be covered up by any pants or jeans or suit pants or maybe some jogging pants would be good that are tight on the end. Maybe some skinny jeans. I think I'd look good in skinny jeans. But Clay ain't gay, so no skinny jeans here. Anyway, they look cool. They look even better in person than they do on the internet. And I was really, really impressed with how good they looked on the internet. I never thought I'd want a gold shoes. It even has gold shoelaces. Bling, bling. All right, let's jump straight in. Hillary Clinton. I'm a couple days late on this. But better late than never, as they say. Hillary Clinton has opened up her diaries. I've stolen that line from Tony Loren, or however she says her name. This is what you call gaslighting. This is what you call deflecting right here. This is 3 minutes. Good morning. I know you're excited to hear Hillary Clinton for 3 minutes. This is Hillary Clinton saying that Donald Trump is going to do exactly what the Democrats plan on doing if they win. And these aren't really even Democrats. These are communists calling themselves Democrats. Democrats died a long time ago. You're either a communist or you're America first. That ain't Republican or Democrat. There's a lot of quote-unquote, air quotes in the studio, Republicans that are also communist. See no further than Saturday when they decided to wave the little Ukrainian flags and send another $95 billion of our money over to a foreign country without sending a dollar to our border. Those are communists too. Magic Mike Johnson being the lead communist, and y'all going to have him come speak to your kids at Jackson Prep this week. Disgusting. Disgusting. Anyway, speaking of disgusting, here's Hillary Clinton.
And they say, oh, you know, Joe Biden's old. I always say, look, you're right. Joe Biden is old. He's also effective. He's compassionate. He cares about people. He wants to maintain our democracy. He will abide by the results of a fair and free election. And Donald Trump is old, and he has 91 felony criminal indictments against him. And in a court of law, it's not just rhetoric. You got to step up and prove evidence. That's one of the reasons you win so many cases, Mark, because the other side is in there just, you know, carrying on, you know, making claims they can't prove. And you actually step up and you got facts and you got evidence. How novel. And you win because you have a better case. This man has been indicted 91 times. And do
all this by the woman that commissioned the dossier, the PP dossier, the Russian dossier, all fake. And she has the audacity to sit here and talk about somebody having better evidence.
Do we really expect him to govern in a stable, appropriate, rules-based, respectful way? Of course not. And if you're somebody who thinks, well, yeah, but he's entertaining and politics is boring and, you know, I don't know what they do anyway, you cannot think like that in this election, no matter what issue you care about. I don't care what it is. You will find that the next president will have some influence on that. And you want somebody, at the very least, who will try to find what the facts are and make decisions that are evidence-based. And finally, I think we haven't talked much about the international arena, but you know, his bromance with Putin, and it was actually called that, I think, by the former prime minister of Australia, who said he saw Trump with Putin, and Trump was like, you know, just gaga over Putin, because Putin does what he would like to do.
Kind of like Joe Biden and Justin Trudeau's bromance. You know, they say when you're saying no Diddy, it means no homo. Well, I guess Diddy, don't not the no part, just Diddy. If that's the expression we're going to use there.
Kill his opposition, imprison his opposition, drive, you know, journalists and others into exile, rule without any check or balance. That's what Trump really wants.
You mean that's what, like, Joe Biden's doing right now with this college debt forgiveness stuff, with the border being wide open. And I could go on and on and on, but I'm going to let Hillary finish.
And so we have to be very conscious of how he sees the world, because in that world, he only sees strongmen leaders. He sees Putin. He sees Xi. He sees Kim Jong-un in North Korea. Those are the people he is modeling himself after. And we've been down this road in our, you know, world history. We sure don't want to go down that again. And especially when my view, having negotiated with Putin and knowing that one of the reasons he went after me is because he knew I would, you know, deal with him in an appropriate way, and Trump would basically do whatever he wanted. It's really important to think about what could happen to our world with Trump back in the White House, withdrawing us from NATO, not caring about what happens in Europe, our biggest trading partner, the place where we share values with, the idea that he wants Ukraine to fail, the idea that he doesn't want us to be able to surveil our enemies. I mean, this is a very, and they say, oh, you know.
All right, so I don't know if it was in that clip or not, but she talks about Trump. She makes these wild accusations that Trump's going to start locking up his foes, sending media members to camps. That's what they're going to do. That's what they're currently trying to do. Hell, it's what they are currently doing. I never heard the phrase gaslighting in my life till about 4 years ago. Didn't really understand the context of it, because people used it out of, you know, in the wrong context all the time. Basically just Democrats, anytime you would argue with them, you're gaslighting me. You're gaslighting me. Now I completely understand what gaslighting means. It means when you're, for example, let me make this easy for my non-political folks out there. When your significant other is accusing you of cheating, and it's really them doing it, that's gaslighting. Deflection. That's what Hillary's doing right here. If they win, by whatever means that they do it in, they are going to start rounding their foes up, their opposition up, and doing exactly what they're worried is going to happen to them. Look no further. I'm a good example here. All these Free Palestine, pro-Palestine riots going on college campuses right now. All this anti-Semitic, ridiculous nonsense that's going on, this hateful rhetoric on college campuses right now towards Jewish people. The very people, y'all gonna love this, the very people who have spent the last 6-7 years, going back to 2015, calling all America First, MAGA, Trump-supporting people Nazis. The very ones that I would punch a fascist in the face. I'm going to punch a Nazi. MFR, I wish you would. But the very ones who have been calling us Nazis right now are the ones that won't allow Jewish people on the college campuses. Are the ones that are protesting Jewish people. I thought that's what Nazis did. I thought Nazis hated Jews. That's gaslighting. That's what they're doing. They're telling you it's you doing it, but it's the entire time it's them. It's just like the racist white liberal. I have a great Joe Biden story coming up later. Joe Biden, he's just an old racist. And I'm going to prove that today. They're gaslighting us. They're the Nazis. They're the racist. They're the ones who want to lock us up. You know, I'm way down the tree of importance when it comes to conservative media. But you don't think they're going to start with your Joe Rogans of the world? Your Tucker Carlsons of the world? People that don't go along with the message. They're going to be the first ones locked up for misinformation or something to that effect. Freedom of speech, your First Amendment, it's gone. The Constitution, really, they're just going to run it through a paper shredder. It's going to be like the purge around here. And whoever's in charge is probably going to be the one that wins. Let's take a break. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back.